Hello and welcome to the Geek Food Bulletin, where we discuss the news and not news of the day. Hi Tejas.
Hey man.
Hey Jishnu.
Hello.
How do you guys do?
Very good.
Lukewarm.
Is that that guy from Star?
There's so many of those. I once made a list of all these names that you could make out of names. Like
out of words?
What?
Like Mike Stand.
Mike Stand, yeah.
Jackfruit.
Jackfruit.
Scott Free.
Love Scott Free.
All of these people.
Hmm? These are all expressions that can be names.
Chris Pine, Apple.
What?
That's a name that you're turning into an expression.
No.
How is Chris a word?
His name is Chris.
His surname is Apple. Chris Pineapple.
His first name is Chris. His last name is Apple.
No,
his
middle
name is Pine.
You have missed the idea here.
Yeah.
The idea is like a
take
name.
A common phrase and turn it into a name.
Yeah.
Like Mike Stand.
Mike Stand.
Like Michael Stand.
Sure, yes, that is correct. Do you have any news for us, boys?
I have a news.
Give us a news. Is it a good news or a bad news?
It's a great news.
Oh, great.
If you're a Mortal Kombat fan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We can't afford the rights.
So, well, we can.
Oh, yeah, we can. You have to do the voice.
Excellent.
All right, so Mortal Kombat, beloved franchise, gory as f**k. Mm-hmm. And, it's been kicking around since Sega Mega Drive.
Uh-huh.
And so we have seen two iterations of films that are so bad that they're amazing.
Oh, good.
And since then,
I still contend the first Mortal Kombat
is excellent.
It's possibly the best adaptation possible for Mortal Kombat.
Other than,
you remember that shot that went viral on the internet about a gritty Mortal Kombat reboot?
So I saw the whole series. It was by Kevin Tancho.
Yeah.
And it was...
It was supposed to be a movie and then they turned it into a series.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, he made it as essentially a spec guy. He made it to show the studios that a Mortal Kombat movie would be kick-ass. Then he put it out on the internet when there were no takers.
No, there was a taker. It was Mashinima. So Mashinima said, chalo, we'll put it on our... They
as
were
a...
into the content game before any of these guys.
Correct.
So, I guess if it was right now, it would have been like a YouTube originals. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have been watching Cobra Kai,
nah.
But it's dope.
Nope. Sweet.
Are you watching any of the YouTube originals?
Not really.
So I saw a bit of RDJ's AI thing.
That's cool. I was watching
neat.
That.
It was
an
neat.
AI thing. What
so
does he
he's
do?
Done a show
he's hosting
called
a show about
Age of AI. AI. Yeah.
Okay.
It's his. It's like Will Smith's One Big Rock.
Didn't he already do a movie about it?
Yeah. I think that's the whole point that they got him on board. But he is being typically RDJ, and it's quite cool.
Yeah.
Like the information is.
It's
good.
It's nice. It's informative. It's like, hey, here's some new AI techs, and this is our DJ telling you about it.
Okay, yeah.
Since
we all spend so much time on YouTube, I was like, okay, might as well see who the game changer. Like YouTube is the best at this game. Nobody can touch them when it comes to algorithms and discovery.
What is happening with Mortal Kombat?
So wait, hold on.
I'm not a big fan of any of these. None of them sound great to me off the bat.
Wait, what?
These YouTube originals.
No, so Cobra Kai is cool.
All right. Seems interesting.
Oh, all right, okay. So let's move on. So Mortal Kombat was originally on YouTube, but from Mashinima, and he did this whole series, and it was quite well done.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a season 2, which I did not catch. But since then, it's been in production hell. Off late, in the last year, our man, who's the guy who did Aquaman?
James Wan.
Yeah. Is shooting the film currently in Australia.
He's the boy who did The Saw.
The
Jake's favorite movies.
Really?
Yeah, he did many of the Saws.
He invented Saw.
He also
Wait, he did the first Saw?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And the first three, I want to say, maybe.
Holy hell.
He also did...
Him and his partner, I forget whom. But yeah.
Obi-Wan?
Yes.
See?
Very
see?
Nice.
Good one.
See?
I loved it.
Huh? Sometimes it happens. Huh?
Amazing.
It can.
Quit while you're ahead. Aquaman
is
the other film that he did, if I'm not mistaken.
It is one he has done.
He did one more. Did he do The Conjuring? Who did The Conjuring series?
I don't think that's James Wan. It might be.
Okay, anyway. Yeah. So James Wan did that, and now he's directing Mortal Kombat. So that's good.
Who's in it?
All new peeps.
All the saves.
Awesome.
Raiden. Prince Goro.
Prince Goro, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
No, you have to say it like Luke Cage, Scorpion. Anyway,
it's Johnny Cage, no?
Oh, yeah, I said Luke Cage. I love Luke
the
Cage.
The other Cage. Rank the Cages, Duke, Lonnie, and Nick.
Duke, Lonnie, and Nick?
Did I say Duke and Lonnie? Sorry. I got too excited. Luke, Johnny, and Nick.
Obviously, Nick wins.
Nick is straight out the best.
He is the best. He's actually named after Luke Cage.
He's named after Luke Cage.
Yeah,
he's Nick Coppola. He's Nicholas Coppola, but he named himself Nicholas Cage after Luke Cage.
Yeah, because he loves Luke Cage.
But I mean, he's in the films, and he was named after the filmmaker also.
Yes, but he wanted to not be associated with that family.
Huh.
Because I think he wanted to be recognized for his own merits.
And wow, he did it.
Yeah, he's done it.
He's got his own merits, I see that.
But that'd be like, you know, being, like having last name Scorsese and then changing it to Parker because you're a Spider-Man fan.
Yes, it's literally
that's
quite bad.
Exactly that.
Let me give you a better example.
I did it.
It's like having the last name Coppola and changing it to Cage.
It's like having Spielberg and calling yourself Murdoch.
People like, didn't do that.
It's like having a name called Kapoor and calling you, what's Chakra's last name?
Raj something, right?
Joshi.
Raj Rao. No, it's got to be alliterative.
Yeah, it's alliterative, for
God
sure.
Damn it.
Joshi. Anyway, so Mortal Kombat is happening.
Okay.
It's cool.
That's nice.
So the news is, actually, this is not all the news.
Oh, there's more.
What is the news? So, it has been happening for a while.
It has been, yes. This one bit of news. Yeah. But I think because they want to precursor this Mortal Kombat-like feels into the universe and get more people acquainted for the first time. What a no-brainer. This has never happened before, I think. Mm. An animated Mortal Kombat trailer dropped yesterday.
Really?
For a film called Mortal Kombat Legend of Scorpion or Revenge of Scorpion.
Nice.
So,
get over here.
Yes, he's going to get over there into the animated verse because they've got a straight-to-DVD, well, straight-to-Blu-ray kind of release happening, I think, in the spring, which is not too far ahead. And it looks pretty good. It looks like a DC film. And in fact, it has been made by the DC.
By Warner Bros?
So the guy who wrote Teen Titans versus Teen Titans Go.
Uh-huh.
So he's written this.
Nice. So he knows how to do versus stories.
Exactly. and it's directed by the guy who made Batman Arkham, Assault on Arkham. So,
sweet. Those are all great. That is the better Suicide Squad movie.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. In fact, it was supposed to be Suicide Squad and then they were like, no, we need Batman to sell this. And they were right.
They needed branding.
So that movie is coming out pretty soon and I think it'll set up the Mortal Kombat universe quite nicely.
In the animated world.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with the live action movie.
No, it
doesn't.
But I think it's just they're putting out more content out there to kind of get the Mortal Kombat vibes. Not that the game... I think the game does plenty of that, but the people who aren't playing the game...
There is a new edition of that game that is apparently really good.
So, no.
11, right?
So, 11 is 11th out. Edition, it's good. And I went for the launch, which was cool. And
was Scorpion there? He didn't get over there.
Sahil Shah and Meghna Mowgli were there.
Okay.
And they proceeded to beat my ass at the game. But the cool thing is that they often do this as like a DLCs, basically add characters. So this time the characters that have been added, like in previous iterations, like the Xenomorph, the Terminator, and all that shit. In this one, like the Joker is there, Spawn is there, Sindel from the original Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 is there.
Mm-hmm.
Lots
nice.
Of cool characters and equally gruesome fatalities.
Of course.
Cool. Yes.
That's the gist of it, right?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. Love Mortal Kombat.
They're the greatest. Who's your favorite guy?
Fight. Who's my favorite? Raiden is super overpowered, man. Okay,
that's the problem. He's a god.
Yeah, he's a god.
It's kind of unfair.
In the original, my favorite, well, back in the day, was Kung Lao. He's not the descendant. Look, Liu Kang is his descendant.
Yeah.
But he has this like hat which has a blade on it. You can just use that in any way. Pretty cool. But
that's like Odd Job.
It is like Odd Job.
Yeah,
you're right.
Sure.
But my favorite, all-time favorite, is new Sub-Zero. Not old Sub-Zero with the mask. New Sub-Zero.
Mm-hmm.
So new Sub-Zero is the younger brother of Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero was originally an asshole. Sub-Sub-Zero.
He was called minus three.
Anyway,
he's measured in Kelvin.
So Sub-Zero was a dick because he murdered
Zero.
Hataro. No, I can't remember his name.
So Hattori Hanzo.
No, Hattori Hanzo.
The Kelvin
but
universe.
It sounds very similar. Right. So that's Scorpion's real name. And then Scorpion and his family die and Scorpion goes to hell and basically becomes...
Wait, when does all this happen?
This is the story of Mortal Kombat, guys. Come on.
Huh.
Anyway, so he goes to hell and basically, like, Spawn comes back to kind of have revenge on all the people who put him in that. So he kills Sub-Zero. But then he's going to kill New Sub-Zero. But New Sub-Zero is like, yo, I ain't got nothing to do with this.
I didn't know this was the backstory to New Sub-Zero.
Right. So New Sub-Zero is a good Sub-Zero. He's cool.
He's
literally
the other backstory. Sub-Zero and Scorpion look the same because they were like, we need another character, but we don't want to redesign a whole new guy and waste
time on
the
But that's exactly how it happened.
Yeah, we can't afford more textures.
So one guy's yellow, one guy's blue. But then they were like, now we can do it. Technology is advanced, we have more money. So now there's a guy with his thing off.
No, but then there's another. There's green, there's Reptile.
Reptile also, of course.
Then there's the shadow one, which is called Noob Saibot, which everyone was really like after because he could have this power where people couldn't hurt him in the game.
He was a secret character,
he's
no?
He's a secret character because if you reverse the name, it says Tobias and Boone, which are Ed Boone and Nate Tobias, the guys who made
the game.
Yeah. So there you go.
Noob Saibot.
I think it's, I don't know if that's his full name. I don't know if Tobias' real name is that, but like Ed Boon is on Twitter and he's great also.
So that's your favorite Mortal Kombat guy?
New Sub-Zero.
Jigs, give us yours.
I'm more of a Tekken guy myself.
Give us a Tekken guy. I love Tekken, man.
Oh, okay.
It's not either.
I didn't see this coming.
Yeah. Don't say
you
any
lied.
Gordo.
No.
Liar.
Kazuya Mashima.
Good. Kazuya is the boss.
I like Kazuya. I like Yoshimitsu.
Because he
can hop on, he doesn't like kicks, but he can hop on his sword like a pogo stick.
Yes, you're right.
It does nothing.
It's not even a move. You can't touch it. No, you can. It is a move.
I mean, it's a shitty move.
I'll tell you what happens. So basically, you can do like low attacks in the game. So if you do a low attack while he's on that, the person who touches a blade gets electrified. Boom. All right.
I didn't play a lot of Tekken. I was more of an MK boy. But Prince Garou, I enjoy
In Mortal Kombat.
Especially because of his move of like lifting you with two hands and then wailing on you with the other two.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Amazing.
Love it. You don't get to play as him for a long time until you unlock like.
Yeah, you have
stuff.
To unlock yeah. him. But in the movie version, he gets punched in the nuts by Johnny Cage.
Who does a split to punch him in the nuts?
Yeah. So good.
Sonya Blade.
Now she's so good in the games, by the way. And by the way, Johnny Cage.
Very powerful, but a lot of people wouldn't play her because they're like, well, boys play boys, girls play girls.
Oh yeah,
that used to be a thing.
That sounds very 1990 to me.
It is very 1990. It's very like a seven-year-old boy.
I
used to play Sonya Blade for only one reason. She has a fatality which is a lot like Melina's, which is like this kiss of death thing, where she like. I think it was hers. I'm not even sure. But like, yeah. So basically, she had a really... Oh, no, sorry. She can lock her legs around your head and snap your head.
Right, yes, yes. So she can do the Black Widow move. Yeah.
But except she snaps your head.
But kills you off.
But for the record, I never thought about this, but I think pretty much exclusively for the last maybe 10-ish years, I think I've almost always, if not always, in a video game where you can choose your character A or B, almost always gone for the girl. Because I realized in that vein of what you said, as a kid, I did that exact mentality. Like, I will play as...
Chun-Li from Street Fighter.
I will play as Ryu instead of the girl.
Ryu is the girl. No, Ryu's the guy.
Or like, I will play as Leon instead of Claire in Resident Evil. Or, you know, like...
Oh, so you always wouldn't pick the girl?
No, I always did pick the guy when I was a kid.
Oh, and now you pick the girl. You both said the same thing.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying that you picked the girl as a kid.
He's saying now he does it because he's exploring a new side of...
So, I'll tell you a place
without consciously thinking about it. I think I've always just been doing that because I'm so tired of
Assassin's Creed Odyssey, man. You can play as a guy and a girl. They have the choice of that. And most people, I think, pick the girl. She's a little more badass, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the lady?
Her name is Alexandria. I don't know. I'm making
that's
this.
That's the place in Egypt.
It's the sequel. Well, technically, it's a prequel to Assassin's Creed Odyssey Origins, which is set in Egypt. But did you ever play Street Fighter?
I did.
Yeah, fucking Street Fighter also. So it's good. Great.
Not, but I pretty much committed with Tekken.
What would you say the difference between these games is Tekken, Street Fighter, and Mortal Kombat?
I have a theory.
Tell us.
Okay. Street Fighter games were made originally. I'm shooting out of my ass.
Your ass is wide open.
So is Mortal Kombat.
Your buttocks is right wide open.
But
go on.
And so was Tekken, I think.
Mortal Kombat had more popularity on the console, I feel.
Really?
Yes, I agree.
I definitely played more on the console.
I played more Street Fighter at the arcade.
This is in Sinbad.
Yes.
In Dubai.
Correct.
Right?
Playing a coin purse with Sinbad on it.
Who made Mortal Kombat? What's the company?
It's called. I know the name of the flippin' studio. It's a new studio which they own, but it was not Konami. Konami was Tekken, right? If I'm not mistaken. No,
I thought Namco. It was Namco.
Namco is Tekken.
And so I'm wondering if the
Konami is Street Fighter, and
they all have to be different studios, right? These are all their own versions of games.
I mean, because it's the same question as like. You know, freaking racing games. What's the difference between
Midway?
Well, racing games had this phase where they tried to vary it up a lot. Like you'd have like a road rash where part of the thing is you're supposed to knock stuff over. Or Need for Speed had Hot Pursuit where there was like a chase element involved.
I think until open worldness happened about 10-15 years ago, until open worldness became a thing.
All racing games were roughly the same.
They were pretty much same, much like with these fighting games. They were basically the same.
There is a principal difference, I'm telling you. Street Fighter was based in this anime kind of like world. It came from that kind of space. But for Mortal Kombat, which is, I think, a US game, most of it was it was, I think it's mostly about like the gore aspect of it. That was what made, like, it was
like the fatalities.
Fatalities are what defined that game now.
But that's a design, like, visual aesthetic.
But that is the engine main difference.
Yeah, but I mean, the engine didn't change.
No,
the engine between the three is the same. It's like two people mash a button.
Correct.
And
yes, in theory,
nobody actually cares about the story. You're literally just doing it.
No, but I think that's what the differentiator was. Like,
really?
Because essentially they're all like punch 'em up games. Yeah. Like, you punch, I punch. The difference became the design of the characters and the supposed lore behind it.
The lore is excellent. Now, I will say this. There is a movie called Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme playing as Guile.
Right.
He played Guile, which is insane. That movie is bad, by the way.
Of course it is.
It's very bad.
I can't imagine it being good.
Yeah, and they made Guile the main character because Jean-Claude Van Damme was like very popular at that time. I mean, in my book, he still is.
JCVD.
But JCVD. That movie is f***ing amazing, by the way. Okay. But Tekken has a movie, by the way.
Really?
Yes, there is a movie. And I saw about 20 minutes of it.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Are Tekken and Street Fighter still ongoing concerns, like Mortal Kombat?
Yes.
So there are new Tekken games.
Like, Tekken is on like 7 or 8 or something.
Yeah, they're going strong.
Yeah. And the lore is still, you know, around the Kazuya family, the Mishima family.
Right,
Yeah.
I don't know that. But they don't get hyped as much as Mortal Kombat does, I feel like. Because I haven't heard of them.
Tekken was still like in the beginning of the PlayStation era, PlayStation 1 and 2. I remember it being really huge, and like characters like Eddie Gordo and Paul.
Yeah, it was big
it was
on
huge.
Console.
Yeah. And I think they couldn't convert the story element. I think what persists is that Mortal Kombat just has the coolest characters, man.
That was the only real differentiator, right?
Yeah.
Plus, when you play the arcade game and stuff, it's like you're supposed to look at them and go like, right, this is the entire background of this character.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a leap, much like a special move in Mortal Kombat.
It's a normal move. It's a pretty normal move.
It's the most basic move. It's how you avoid the fireballs and stuff.
Yeah.
Allow me to bring this full circle.
All right.
So there's a man out there named Michael Stand.
All right.
There is a vegetable vendor whose name is Rohan, his name is Sub-Zero.
This has been the Geek Food Bulletin.